Live from Salt Lake City, it's the SIR 2024 Annual Scientific Meeting Update, and today is Sunday, March 24. Read more at sirtoday.org and get all details at sirmeeting.org and the app. The meeting is set to start today in spectacular fashion with the annual opening plenary at 10:30 a.m. After the presentation of the SIR Gold Medal Awards and the SIR Foundation Leader in Innovation Award, Dr. Zeke Silva will present the 2024 Daughter Lecture. According to Dr. Silva,
I'm proud of what I've done for organized medicine, but I think my differentiator is my ability to contribute at the policy level. In other words, help formulate, help craft, help push forward policy that is favorable to interventional radiology as a specialty. So with that internal recognition in mind and recognizing that that's probably why I was chosen for this, that is going to be my focus, advancing interventional radiology from a public policy perspective. Men and women in our specialty do what we do, but the reality of it is there's policymakers that believe they can help inform what it takes for us to do what we do well. And I've been in many a meeting where it's a lot of policymakers and I'm the only physician at the table. I'm the only interventional radiologist, I'm the only radiologist, I'm the only member of the medical community. And I say that not out of any level of disrespect for the others, but we'll be talking and engaging policy decision, policy decision, policy decision. And then somewhere in there, I find oftentimes I'm the one that kind of raises my hand. And then I say, great ideas. Let's think about this at the patient care level. What does this mean for the physician-patient interaction? What does this mean for patient experience? What does this mean for physician buy-in? You can't do this without the physicians. I know you think you might be able to do this without the physicians, but if you're going to create a policy that affects interventional radiologists, you probably want to have the interventional radiologist on board.
After the lecture, take time to visit the expo, which opens today at noon. Take advantage of corporate lunch symposia or network with your sections at the NPPA or URM section lunches. Full details are in the meeting app. You can also check the app for today's ECS, RFS, and WIR section programming. At 1:15 this afternoon, check out the Angio Club workshops, a growing annual meeting favorite. From 3 to 4:30 today, learn the latest in research and then test drive devices at today's scientific sessions and hands-on workshops. We asked workshop chair Dr. Gloria Salazar how the annual meeting committee keeps the workshop programming innovative and relevant each year.
I think it takes about probably 2 to 3 years for some topic not to be innovative anymore, and then you just kind of move on with the other stuff. But I think that my prediction would be that we will have to improve and increase the number of workshops moving forward, given that, you know, the number of innovation that we have nowadays is just much more than it was 10 years ago. I think that the beauty of the workshop is that you do have assigned coordinators, which are expert in the field of the technique or have developed the technique or have been very experienced and published in the technique that we're trying to. So the workshops are umbrellas. So it could be a topic of women's health, but then you teach different things. It could be a topic of men's health, you teach different things. So the beauty of it is that it's very dynamic. And so the coordinator, it makes a huge difference because that's sort of like the orchestrator of everything. But then there's the devices and there's different things that you can utilize for the procedures, right? To put it like very simple, if you talk about embolization, then yes, you have the expert, but then you also have like 10 different devices that you can use, and we go over that. So the workshop is an opportunity for the participant to put into practice the teachings that were displayed at the, let's say, at the main programming, for example, and then they can go to the workshops and learn more, either start doing those procedures or perfect their own technique, or in a different way to look at this is just to look at different devices for how to do the same thing.
At 4:45, choose from a number of CirConnect town halls on topics such as outward bound, IR in underserved and rural communities, procedural complications in the OBL setting, IR and DR, better together or not, and much more. And this evening at 6:30 p.m., celebrate the life-saving potential of IR research at the SIR Foundation 2024 Gala. Tickets are required and sold out. But if you can't make it to the gala this year, you can still make a donation to support research at sirfoundation.org. On sirtoday.org, check out new interviews with Dr. Silva as he previews his daughter lecture, and with Dr. Suresh Vedantham, SIR Foundation Leader and Innovation Award winner, We asked Dr. Vedantham about his path to becoming an NIH-funded researcher in IR.
I guess I was fortunate to forge a pathway that was, for interventional radiology, a little bit unusual, right? I mean, becoming an NIH researcher, that took a kind of, honestly, it was a matter of bumping my head in a million places and then fighting my way through with the help of others, really is what it was. But I think in doing that, I do think that we've learned a lot about how does an interventional radiologist become a clinical scientist that can advance care and lead studies and be called in to lead guideline panels outside our field and all these other things. There is a process, but it's not the same as other fields. And understanding what's the best process for our field is so important. We have our own biases, right? So really finding truth is really about recognizing what those biases are. For an interventional radiologist, it's about recognizing limitations. We don't train from a disease pathway, and therefore we need to put in the scholarship to be able to kind of adjust for that. We need to train ourselves in how to overcome bias. And usually our bias is in favor of procedures. That's completely natural and expected, right? We need to be willing to reconceive ourselves as patient advocates. I think that IRs have done a great job of evolving into delivering clinical care. It's been an amazing change in our field over the last couple of decades, actually, right? And in thinking that way. The next step, though, is to view ourselves as primary advocates for patients' safety and for advocating for them getting the data sooner.
Also in today's edition, Dr. Danya Day, 2024 Gary Becker Young Investigator Award recipient, describes her work examining applications of artificial intelligence in IR. And we preview the four featured abstracts that will be presented today in the Hepatobiliary, New Frontiers in IR, and Thoracic Intervention sessions. Again, visit us at searchday.org for all your meeting coverage, and tune in each morning for more audio updates.